Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
It is the day that war broke out, or war was started, between Russia and Ukraine. Stephen Groos, head of African Governance and Diplomacy Program at the South African Institute for International Affairs. Good morning. Thanks for joining us at such a short notice. Unfortunately, Putin didn't give us advance notice, so we didn't realize that just as the show was starting, so he was invading Ukraine. Very, very unfair. But thanks for making the time for us.
You're welcome.
So here we go, right? This is it.
Yes, it looks like it. The troops have been ordered into Ukraine for a special operation, it's called, in the Donbas region, where those two breakaway statelets are situated. But, of course, those little areas don't control the whole province, or what's called in Russian an oblast. So we were not entirely sure whether Putin is going to take those oblasts as well. It looks like it. And yes, the guns are firing, air raid sirens over Kiev and other cities. So, yeah, it's on.
What is the outcome that Putin is looking for here? Does he fully, is the intention for him to take over the Ukraine, manage it as a satellite state, make it part of Russia? What are we likely to see? Because the one thing I'm sure we're not likely to see is a reasonable defense by the Ukrainians.
So what Putin has said that his ultimate goal is, and he's been saying it from the beginning, is that Ukraine will never join NATO, the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, and will never join the European Union. in the short term, I think there's speculation. People don't know whether he's going to try and occupy the whole country. I think what he will settle for is probably a friendly regime in Kiev that would be better disposed towards Russia and more compliant, perhaps like Belarus, for example, where there are about 30,000 Russian troops situated. But we're not sure whether this would be to take over the whole country. Putin has written quite recently, he made his speech earlier in the week, but about 6 months ago he had a long historical diatribe of how Ukraine is not really a country, that it was invented by Russia, and therefore Russia can determine its borders. I think things are fluid at the moment, but what is apparent is that the hostilities proper have started. Don't forget, there have been Russian troops in the east of Ukraine since 2014, and a low-level conflict has been happening, maybe not so low-level. 14,000 people have lost their lives. So this invasion, if you want to call it, is to bolster those forces, but we don't know how much it's going to expand.
Yeah, and in terms of the rest of the world, I know there's, of course, been lots of very brave conversations, but are we likely to see NATO and other organizations sending in troops in order to defend Ukraine?
Not at this point. Ukraine's not a member of NATO. If it was a member of the NATO, they would have to send troops, because under the NATO charter, an attack on one is an attack on all. It's very different because Ukraine is not a member. Countries like the US and the UK are sending weapons, both lethal and non-lethal, as Prime Minister Boris Johnson mentioned. So I think there'll be support, there'll be money, but at this point we don't envisage boots on the ground from any of the NATO countries. But they are beefing up their forces in countries that border on Ukraine, so the Baltic countries, the border on Russia, I should say, the Baltic countries, Poland, Hungary, those are seeing augmentation of troops. But there's no obligation for NATO to get involved, but we don't know how serious this could become. This is the picture at the moment. Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, has declared a state of emergency. Yeah, it's very serious. I mean, they've called up their reserves in Ukraine, people are going into air raid shelters. A lot of people are trying to leave the country. This could be a huge, another wave of refugees in Europe. So, we have to pay attention to this one.
We've seen the movie before, unfortunately, and even the language is very much the same as when Hitler expanded through Europe, talking about Germans in other countries, in Austria, and reunification. It's pretty much the same story, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Putin is not Hitler. I think that's important to recognize. He may be devious and bloodthirsty.
No, I'm not suggesting he is.
Sure.
I'm not suggesting
that
at all.
The map is up for grabs. And
the strategy is the same or very similar.
Yeah, his strategy is similar. I mean, this is about Lebensraum, if you want to put it in those terms. Mm. So very scary. And those of us who read our history know that didn't end well. So this is the very early days. We'll see what develops. I think it's in Putin's hands whether he wants to have a very limited operation or whether it's going to be very expansive. And, you know, if he can do it today, I think, as I've said to you before, if he can do it today to a small country, what's to prevent him doing it to another country at another time?
Mm. There was all this talk as well about a Russian hit list that has been leaked, that once they move into the Ukraine, certain people, many, many people, will be removed or silenced. Is that fear-mongering, or is that something that is potentially very realistic?
I haven't heard that, but it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Russia is a country that goes after its enemies. For example, there's been a number of assassinations and poisonings of Russian dissidents in the UK, most recently the Skripal incident that occurred. But over the years, people have been taken out. So I wouldn't put it beyond this regime.
Mm. It's very, very frightening. And in terms of South Africa's reaction, I mean, we were tongue-in-cheek laughing at Naledi Pandor, who was working to ease the tension, and one of our listeners saying that, you know, working is a good thing for the South African government, not something they're particularly well used to. But that jokes aside, is there anything that South Africa can do, and what are they expected to do now that this has happened?
Yeah, I mean, it took quite a while for a statement to be issued by JIRCO, by the Department of International Relations and Cooperation. I did hear Minister Pandor being interviewed, and she was very cautious and very careful. That statement that's on the JIRCO website is quite weak.
It's just gobbledygook. It's just, it really reads, I need to make a statement, so therefore please read it here. That's the statement.
Yes, it doesn't want to antagonize its British partner, Russia. South Africa, I mean, I'm not aware of any diplomatic efforts that we've made. It's quite a crowded diplomatic field with Macron and Olaf Scholz, the German Chancellor, battling between Washington and Moscow and Brussels. South Africa is going to try probably stay on the sidelines here, call for peace, call for negotiation. But I think many would be quite disappointed with that statement. And considering, you know, when Israel is involved, just for example, the language is completely different.
Yeah, it is interesting that, and we've seen that over and over again, that the minute Israel's involved, and not to make this conversation about that at all, but emotion comes into it. This is very, very non-judgmental. Parav being the Jewish word, and for our non-Jewish listeners, parav means neither meat nor milk. It just is. And what I said earlier was the way I described it was it's sitting so carefully on the fence that the slightest of breeze will knock it over. But that is, of course, the South African government and exactly what we would expect.
You can contrast that, for example, with the very strong statement made by Kenya in the UN Security Council. There's been a lot of attention on Ambassador Kimani's statement where he called a state, he mentioned the countries, and he said, this is unacceptable. We don't accept it in Africa, and we won't accept it anywhere else. So there's been a lot of praise for that statement, and there's a great contrast between that and JIRCO's statement.
That is all we have time for. Stephen Gruse, as I said, thank you as always for making yourself available at such short notice.